So, yo, tonight's lesson is Latin history for morons. And that's you.
That's actor, playwright, comedian John Leguizamo in his latest one-man show, the new Broadway hit Latin History for Morons. And actually, when he first wrote it, he was referring to himself. The show is a 95-minute, no-holds-barred roller coaster ride through 3,000 years of Latino history, something he says has been largely erased from school books around the country, and something he discovered through painstaking research after he tried to find a Latino hero for his middle school son's school project. It was for the project, but also for the middle schooler who was relentlessly bullied because of his Latin heritage. Latin History for Morons tells of the boy's journey and the father's, while at the same time recreating characters from Andrew Jackson to Frida Kahlo to the Emperor Montezuma, taking hits at everyone and everything in between.
Why is all our art called folk art, and then all of European art is called fine art, and then modern art is just our folk art gentrified?
And the show is hitting home with audiences.
Wow, so I'm a Puerto Rican and a history teacher, so it meant a lot to me, and it was gives you a lot of pride to understand that we've been here for very many years, and we've fought in the American Revolution. I've been telling that to my kids for the longest time.
My mom's from Ecuador and my dad's Puerto Rican. There's a lot of pride. You know, it's a show, but at the same time, those issues are really evident in today's society.
We met up with John Leguizamo in New York during a break between shows to hear more about the reaction he's getting.
I do a book signing right after, and people share all their thoughts about how the play touched them. I got the 70-year-old Puerto Rican woman from the Bronx who said she felt like a second-class citizen her whole life till the night of the show.
That's gotta feel good.
Oh, I felt it. Well, she made me cry. I was weeping at my book signing. I was like, "That I'm pathetic." We've had a lot of kids come in, like young kids, 12, 13-year-olds. And my director went to a school in the Bronx yesterday, and he talked to these kids, and the kids felt so inspired and so proud of being Latin from the show. Like the first time in their lives, in a way, feeling so proud of, because you don't learn any of this in your history textbooks. I never learned about it.
Talk about your own son. It's just so hard to imagine that there's a kid in 20, whatever we are, bullied for being Hispanic.
It's ridiculous.
What would they say to him?
Well, there was a lot of Mexican references to him. You know, you're a beaner. You know, that kind of typical old school movie racism. But, you know, my son is half Colombian, half Puerto Rican, and half Jewish. He's a lot of, there's a lot of young man in there.
So you decide you're going to help him find some heroes for a class project.
Yes.
And they're going to be of his background.
I gave him the wrong information. I thought I knew things. And he goes and does the first part of the project. And, you know, he gets humiliated. And he says, I'm never going to trust you, Dad.
Tell him?
Well, I told him that the tribe that I came from was the Chibcha, and they'd made the gold for the Incas. And I thought it was all true, but I made a mistake. Chibcha was the language they spoke. The tribe was the Muisca. And he got corrected by his teacher, and, you know, he felt really humiliated. So I started doing more research to be authentic with him and to give him real facts. I didn't want to trip him up again.
Well, I'm assuming for you, too.
Well, it's incredible because as I'm helping my son, I'm realizing that I'm the one that's getting woke. I'm the one that's getting educated. Because, you know, I grew up here, and as a Latin man, I learned nothing about Latin contributions. Because other Latin people who grew up in their countries, they learn at least about heroes and the freedom fighters. But I had no knowledge, you know. I had nothing. And then when I'm reading all this information about our empires, you know, that the Incas had binary code that predated computers, that they pioneered socialism successfully before Karl Marx, that they were the largest empire in the world, three times bigger than the Ming Dynasty, three times bigger than Tsarist Russia. It's so empowering. And then you feel, wow, why was I cheated out of that? You feel a little bit betrayed.
So you put together all of this, and you start with, okay, so there's the Mayans.
Everybody knows that, right? 1000 BC, we had Mayans, and then we have now.
And then you draw a straight line across the board to Pitbull. You know, that's culture. That's it.
Well, that's the beginning of the play when I was a moron, and the audience is equally moronic with me until we get unmoronified. Yeah, I mean, that's how I felt like my whole education was. But the other crazy thing was then I found out that we participated in the making of America bigly. we're the only ethnic group that has fought in every single war besides Native Americans.
Talk about the Revolutionary War.
10,000 unknown Latino patriots fought, and some of them were Puerto Rican, Cuban, Mexican-American, some Venezuelans. General Bernardo Galvez sent $70,000 worth of weapons to George Washington, and Cuban women in Virginia sold their jewelry to feed the patriots. So we also financed the war, so we too are the sons and daughters of the American Revolution, which is mind-boggling, and which was one of those facts that I found out that revolutionized my mind.
As you discover this, I'm sure there's anger. Where do you find the humor?
You're right. I mean, there's a lot of mixed feelings. I mean, like, all of life is always complex like that. I mean, there's a lot of sadness to see the destruction of all these great empires, the Aztecs, the Incas, and basically the most successful destruction of a people's culture, religion, and language in history. The biggest theft in history, 500,000 tons of gold was stolen from the Incas. You know, that you have to forgive and you have to move on, and you can't do it if you hold bitterness. You just can't.
And you also find the humor in the way you characterize some of these people. I mean, you're known for taking on every character. I was wondering, knowing you're taking on Montezuma, Ricky Ricardo, Frida Kahlo, I was wondering, is this making up for when I heard you tell Jorge Ramos, you're an NYU student, acting student, everybody else is getting all the job interviews, yeah, you're not. I'm wondering if that's part of what you make up for in your one-man plays.
That's funny, taking all the roles that I couldn't get when I started out. I go to NYU, I study with the best acting teachers, just like all my friends. And all my white friends are going to 5 auditions a day, and I'm going to 1 every few months.
And it's for the drug dealer.
Right, and it's for some incredibly demeaning and putting a negative image on screen, which we don't need. Yeah, maybe I am. Maybe I am overcompensating for all those times, you know, it's possible. I mean, I do have a blast on stage. I mean, I really enjoy myself now. You know, Denzel Washington came down. He said, you know, this was the most important show he'd seen on stage in a long time. And, you know, it's striking other people, too. You know, I think it's a unifying show. It's not a divisive show.
So how did you come to Montezuma? It's just a slightly effeminate.
Well, you know, I did a lot of research, and then I didn't realize that there was some plays and books. They had made those same assumptions that I made, because Moctezuma was captured by Cortez, and they lived in the palace.
Cortez from Spain came to conquer him, take over Mexico.
Thank you. See, she's not a moron. Moctezuma became sort of the puppet and colluded with Cortez against his own people. So, you know, there's always, and he killed him in his sleep, and it was all like very weird stuff that was going on that sounded kind of strangely homoerotic, so I brought it out even more.
Frida Kahlo, you have the unibrow.
Yeah. She comes in later in the play, more in my son's speech in junior high. When my son gets woke and gets a chance to get back at the bullies with all his information, he throws in Frida Kahlo as saying, I've got a lot of heroes in me. Cesar Chavez, the civil rights activist, Frida Kahlo, and Cespedes of the Mets, even though he's always injured.
Did that really happen? Did your son really get woke through your research and his knowing this history?
He was a woke young man in some ways. More in terms of dealing with the emotional abuse that he was dealing with. I mean, because it was incessant.
What do you think about the climate now and how it might be contributing to bullying?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that is a sad side effect of Trump publicly denigrating Mexican-Americans and taking down the bilingual page in the government site that's been up there for decades by putting quotas on legal immigrating Latin people and black people to this country. It sends a terrible message.
You know, I was wondering, do you ever think, John Leguizamo, of taking this show, taking it to places when people may not have met a person of Latin or Hispanic origin?
No.
No, you would not do that.
No, I would not. No. I'm not a circus freak. I'm not an animal in a zoo to be looked at that way. You know, I'm not a social studies project. But I want to go where there's a mix, where there's Latin people and white people, and black people, and people of all colors, but I want a Latin group to be in there because they need to hear this. I am having a blast. Doing de Tocqueville is not for everybody, but I do Alexander de Tocqueville from the 1800s in my best French that I can.
Do you hear now, by any chance?
Perhaps. I'm not a chasseur, but here we go. And, you know, I do when he was talking to Congress about the pioneers coming here and the way they were treating Native Americans. You know, I didn't know how you Americans did. You like to exterminate Indians, so much.
Hey, your son, Is he, I mean, he's a teenager, so is he just so proud of you? Or is he like, oh my God, Dad, did you have to do this?
He's like, he loved to play, but he's horrified by me because I'm too loud and too much. And I can't blame him. I mean, I'm just a lot of a dad.
Is he walking taller now?
I don't think he's really fully captured the message in the play about him, that it's a love letter to him, that he's my hero. But I think he will. I think it'll make sense to him later on in life. I know he feels very proud of it, and I know he's come to see it 3 times, and I know they tell me he laughs a lot, even though he doesn't always tell me.
How about you? Prouder? Walking taller? Or
absolutely, absolutely. The play revitalizes me. Carmen Yulín Cruz, the mayor of San Juan, came to my show. I mean,
and you feel what?
Oh my God! So honored and so proud and so just united in resistance. You know.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. What a blast. You're awesome.
John Leguizamo in New York. For more on his Broadway hit, Latin History for Morons, go to hearandnow.org.